I took up guitar lessons when I was in the seventh grade. I got really sick with mononucleosis, and it took me out of school. There's more to this story, but I'll keep it short. And my father got me a Fender Mustang guitar and a Fender Princeton amplifier. And I started taking guitar lessons. And I was kept out of school and healing and whatever, but during this period, I got a guitar. And then I started taking guitar lessons with a jazz guitarist who played in Eugene, Oregon, which is where we are. And his name was Gary Beck. And he would kick me during the lesson if I didn't get the lesson right. And so I complained to my folks. And one day my mother brought home a harmonica book, How to Play Blues Harmonica by Tony Little Son Glover. And that, you know, and I was already listening to Paul Butterfield. And then in 1969, my sister brought me for Christmas a record called Hate to See You Go by Little Walter. And that, I mean, it was so deep and so magical for me. And so, I mean, he was playing the harmonica. It didn't sound like Paul Butterfield. It's just the whole, it was the ensemble work. But back then it was like, what the hell is he doing? What is, you know, it was incredible. If I was on an island and I had a stereo I could plug in, Hate to See You Go, I could survive with that one record. And it changed. That too was a big step for me, is hearing Little Walter. And that's how I got into it. Look, you know, Charlie Musselwhite, Junior Wells, remember the Siegel Schwab band with Corky Siegel? And, you know, but when you heard Little Walter, it was like, this is over here.
This is wow.
Like, you know, so